Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Welcome to the Rosecast, the number one Bachelor recap podcast, hosted by a male and racial best friend duo. What's going on, AB? Say first, have you seen any spoilers?
I've
added a new segment to the beginning of every season.
No, I haven't. But they're out there. They're out there. They're, they're out there. Right. If you search Bachelor,
it's terrible like what they're doing to the Google.
It's getting worse and worse. This is what I'm telling you. It's getting worse by the year. Okay. Searching for headlines this week, it was trouble. There's spoilers for each person. There's an article about a spoiler for each person. You want to see how, you know, how Sam ends up, how she fare. Sam from North Carolina or Kat from New Jersey. Do you want to see how she fares?
These real people
article
are you,
about it.
Do you remember
I'm
these
just making up names?
Okay, I was going to say
these are made up names and places. You want to see how Ashley from from Georgia ends up?
Or there's an article from Canada. We got a lot of Canadians this season.
You know, you want to see how Brittany from Canada ended up? Click on this article. Individual articles about spoilers just for that person. Not even really full season spoilers. And then there's also full season spoilers out there. So pray for me. Pray for me.
Be careful.
I'm in the mud.
I say just don't do the segment. Spoilers. That's just me, but I understand. So let's take the spoiler oath.
Okay, please.
I solemnly swear. Repeat after me.
Right hand up.
Sure. I solemnly swear.
I solemnly swear.
I haven't seen any spoilers to this point.
I have not seen any spoilers to this point.
And if I do see one during the season.
And if I do see one during the season.
I won't say anything to my co-host until the end. After
I won't say anything to my co-host or anyone until the end.
Taking it a step.
I'm taking it a step further. I believe anyone listening to this podcast right now should do that same.
Well, I have a listener oath.
Listener oath. Okay, good, good.
Everybody
you're
raise your right hand or whatever you want to do.
Raise your right hand, please.
I enter your name.
Or put your hand on your chest.
I don't know.
Right over your heart.
I don't think they do that. Yeah.
Right over your heart.
Both hands on your heart.
This is about listening to your heart, though, Rim, when it comes to spoilers. So we should have done over the heart.
I blank promise I won't send Rim and AB any spoilers. I can look at all the spoilers I want. Repeat after me. I'll look at all the spoilers I want if that's your deal.
If that's your thing.
If you send them to Rim and AB, you're banned from listening.
Mm-hmm.
You're banned from Rosecast Nation. And I won't post them in the Facebook group, Rosecast Nation. A little plug for that as well. All right, let's get started unless you have anything else.
Great oath. No, I don't think so.
Apparently, the Golden Batch did well enough that they decided to open the purse strings a little bit on the music, AB. We got some real songs.
Hell yeah. Start with that
season,
really
maybe.
Sad Billie Eilish song that we all know and love. Start with that one. Okay.
What did you think
games
of that,
this season?
That scene? What was the implication?
Oh, they're going. Well, the implication was that he does not find love at the end of this, Rim. And he,
I mean, you're not buying that, right?
Well, no, I'm not. But I think what they're doing here, Rim, is they're going full cinematic.
Okay.
When you have a dud bachelor, potentially, you got to make this thing into
movie. We'll talk about that.
You got to make this thing into a movie, Rim. Full blown. And that's what this was.
Joey was crying as someone drove away from the final rose spot. and they showed the final rose as if we were supposed to think there's no one left to give it to. When I mean, clearly
the format of the show is someone leaves in the thing, the leads crying. That could happen every season. Charity definitely has that exact same scene before her season wrapped up.
I just watched it and I was like, am I supposed to think that's
like, this is obviously
unprecedented? This happens all the time.
He obviously let the first person go like always, and then the second person's coming for that rose. No big deal, but I didn't mind it. It was nothing, but I didn't mind it. It was well done. And then they like reversed the tape. They did a nice
close
thing.
I didn't want to see any spoilers. Yeah.
I didn't look at it, the screen too close. But I liked what they did there. They reversed it to current day, or you know what we're watching. I liked it.
Joey intro. He recovered from his heartbreak with Charity by staying close with his family and filming these scenes, and moving from Hawaii to Philly so the show could save money on production costs.
You think this was a forced move?
kind of partially, yeah.
ABC made him move.
It was part of the deal. You want to be Bachelor? We're not flying to Hawaii to film this stuff.
Home base isn't going to be Hawaii. We're not going to fly there for a couple scenes. That's not. You got to be somewhere in the continental America. It's probably in the contract. You're right. You got to be somewhere. You know,
on one of the coasts. On one of the coasts.
You have to be.
You know, I wondered how many people signed up for the season and how many people were cast for this season, thinking, I might marry the tennis pro in Honolulu. Turns out you're going to be sitting, you know, in the second deck at the link 8 Sundays a year. You're just going to be your life is going to be different than what you thought it was going to be when you signed up.
Yeah,
bait and switch.
The problem is, too, you moved to Hawaii once in your life. You don't move and then move back and then go again to Hawaii. So his Hawaii days are over.
Exactly.
You're living
he's not
in
going
Philly
back to Hawaii
forever. No, he's not moving back
I
to
totally
Hawaii.
I totally agree. He might never, what did I say, Philly? He's not going
back
to Hawaii.
You're actually never going to Hawaii. No. Not even living there. Mm-mm. I wouldn't have minded a little underdog Rocky thing here, Rim. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, of course.
To you. Joey running up those Rocky steps? Are you crazy? What are we doing here? Why is Joey not running up the steps with his arms up, just proclaiming love on the top of the steps? I'm ready for love, as his arms are up like Rocky. What are we doing?
I totally agree. I wonder if they filmed it and it just was...
Didn't have enough juice. Didn't have enough juice.
I don't want to tease anything.
It's such an obvious
coming.
Thing to do once he's moved to Philly is to film a Rocky running up the steps thing.
Yeah,
you're suggesting Joey might not have had the juice and they had
save
to
for
scrap
save
it.
For, maybe they'll save it to our hometowns. I don't want to be negative Nancy this early.
Sure. Okay.
They'll save it to our hometowns. Quick power rankings. The sexiest things a sporting bachelor can do in a B-roll footage.
Okay.
Number 5. Fucking drive a green on a par 4. Really bomb one.
Really bomb one down the center.
Yeah.
Of course.
A little high draw.
Of course. And just watch it go.
Smoke it. Yeah. And pick up the tee while the ladies are watching. The ball's still going up.
Yeah, it's still going up.
That's number 5.
Okay.
Number 3, dunk a basketball shirtless.
Of course. Of course. Yeah.
Probably bring it down to your waist, reverse.
Little. Oh, you're talking reverse.
J.R.
There aren't
Ryder,
many
yeah.
people that have been able to reverse in this franchise's history.
No, and well, Joey's certainly not one of them.
No,
it's really.
Not.
I think it's DeMario is all it is. Yeah. And
he wasn't even the Bachelor.
Number 3, you're in hockey gear and you're skating on the ice, and you up to the
you
camera.
Spray,
and you
spray the ice at the camera.
And you introduce yourself.
Take your flip your mask off.
You're not wearing a mask. You're not wearing a helmet or a mask.
No, I think you do the mask because then you take your whole helmet off and your hair's waving.
No, you want to see the hair wave during the koosh.
You're long. Okay. Yeah. Okay, that's fair.
Plus, he's good enough. There's no other players on the ice. He's not playing the game. He's just cushioning around.
Well, I like my Bachelor to have safety be
safety
paramount.
First, of course. You introduce yourself to the camera. You say, hey, you know, I'm Sergey, the Canadian Bachelor. Number 2, you really step into one, park it.
Way over the fence.
Shirtless.
Hitting?
Yeah. Just bomb one over the fence. That's number 2.
Are you talking about softball or baseball?
What do you think? I'm talking baseball.
Okay, baseball.
1 mile per hour. Send it the other way.
Sending one. Yeah.
Number 1. That was shirtless too, by the way.
Of course it's shirtless.
Number
the
1 is.
The hockey thing should be shirtless.
That's too cold. Number 1 is smash a forehand right down the line. Shirtless. And it's slow motion, which is what Joey's doing. Tossing the Pigskin, honorable mention, shirtless. Unranked, Catching a Football.
Yeah.
Toting the Pill, or yeah, blocking for no one cares the about tosser. Football. There's a reason we never saw Clayton or Colton or Matt doing any football stuff. No one cares.
No one cares. No.
It's not as sexy as smashing a forehand shirtless.
No. Football isn't a sexy sport. Tennis is a sexy sport that is played by sexy people.
I go so far as to say if this man weren't a tennis pro, I don't think they would have considered him for this role.
I agree. I fully agree. Absolutely.
My opinion after one episode. Not ranked backhand. Backhand, not nearly sexy forehand. Anyway, Mansion Arrival.
You don't want to have to do a two-hand backhand down the line. Like,
It's just not as...
No, it's forehand not is sexy.
Forehand right down the line.
Sexy. Forehand is sexy. Backhand is not. Everyone knows that.
Mansion Arrival. Anything here, Jesse? More contestants than ever?
Yeah, a light Jesse episode. I hope that's not a sign of things to come. I'll say that.
Yeah.
Very concerned about the Jesse aspect of this. Maybe he's cutting down on his dates like Roman Reigns or something. I don't know what's going on, but it was a light Jesse episode.
He is the head of the table as far as I'm
concerned. He is the head of the table.
Among Bachelor hosts of all time, he's the head of the table. No disrespect to any previous hosts. On to the limo entrances, unless you had anything else.
I like them getting right into the thick of things. I like them doing the limos, and then if they have a side video playing it along with the limos. I actually never really liked the showing them and then also having them do a limo later that we have to remember. I like the idea of the limos and then splice in the video if it's a story that we need to hear. Well done.
I totally agree.
Always improving.
Well, I feel like there's a non-zero chance they did that last season or the season before.
They might have.
We didn't like it. There's a non. Who knows what we said at the time?
But I don't know what I say ever.
I'm with you. I don't know what you say ever either.
I have no idea. I have no idea if I said this before. Said the opposite of what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm with you. I like this. First up, Lexi, 30, digital strategist from Atlanta, originally from Toronto. Mm-hmm. Lexi had a background package. One thing that most of the background packages had in common was very awkward positioning and behavior from the subjects of the background package. She was sitting under a picnic blanket under a tree reading a book, sitting straight up, on a blanket, under the tree.
You said under a blanket.
I think I did.
That was weird. Okay.
Well, it wasn't as weird as how she was positioned in this. That was... It's just awkward. This was awkward. Some of the others were awkward.
Okay.
Lexi has a health condition that may preclude her from having children. And she's saddened by that as she wants a family. Though that inclusion tells me she will be getting a one-on-one where that topic will be discussed.
Absolutely. You don't bring that up in the video and then never hear about it again and then go home in week two.
It's the old shotgun on the wall, yeah.
No.
She's excited to meet Joey.
Yeah, absolutely.
Rachel, 26, ICU nurse from Honolulu, originally from Hawaii, and if she ends up with Joey, she's going to have to pack up, head to Philly.
He just moved. You don't get to, he's not coming back to Hawaii. Mm-hmm.
Nothing more natural for Joey than having a lei placed around his neck.
Hopefully his next lei is on her island. They can pick one out together. I like that little future hometown talk. We can look back on this. Something to think about.
I prefer a future hometown mention rather than a future marriage mention.
Agreed.
I don't know why. It just seems more realistic. Yeah. Let's get to hometown, see what happens.
I did note here, no nerves from Joey.
No nerves.
Confident. Nah, I don't say no. I wouldn't say nothing. I would say I was pleasantly surprised by the first two limo entrances.
Well, after the third limo entrance... I had a note that said his charisma level was critically low. It seemed like they shot him with a tranquilizer, however you pronounce that.
Maybe that's why he had no nerves.
I want you to go back and rewatch these.
I'm not the entrances.
Well, then I'll put a montage together. He no-sold every entrance like no one I've ever seen.
He no-sold them?
He was like, oh, cool. Like, wow.
Yeah. Okay,
and then,
I see
then
what
they'd
you
walk
saying.
In, you know. They'd walk into the house after introduction, and there was no footage of Joey saying anything or even having a facial expression
about the people he met. Yeah.
You always go like, wow, you know, that's, you know, something to
that
remember.
That was interesting. That yeah. was,
ooh, wow, she's firecracker.
Yeah,
just say
well, now
something.
That you're saying that, he didn't say
he
much.
He was just like, turn around, next. Tear up on a go-kart. Wow. Just big time, no selling. Next up, Maria. Executive assistant from Kleinberg, Ontario.
Maria Georges. I think she's trying to make a last name a thing. I'm just going to put that out there.
Well, good on
it's
her.
It's not going to become a thing. It's not going to. You don't get to decide that, okay? No. You're not Christina Mandrell. You have to have a famous last name to get that last name, okay?
I took one look at her dad, and I assumed that she came from
yeah,
a famous family. I said, this man made his money as a pop singer or agent for one in the 80s.
What was going on there?
I wanted to know more about her dad.
The dad was, they cut to the dad and he's smoking a huge cigar during taping. It's like,
yeah. You can't tell him what to do.
I'm very interested in finding out more about Maria George's family. I'm going to call her both names now.
Yeah.
I remembered her dad.
Dad. two odd things here. There was another odd moment where the camera's like following her walking on her dad's sprawling property mm-hmm. in Canada. And she turns and kind of does like a little, like a fashion twirl looking at the camera. And like, it was just weird. These things stood out to me as being odd direction.
That's fair.
And even more confusing was the fact that the Canadian flag was blurred. I don't know why.
What was
that
going on there? I feel like maybe it was some sort of gimmick flag. Was it a flag with?
Oh, did it have like a phallic symbol in place of
yeah,
a maple
that's
leaf?
That's what I'm wondering. Why would
That'd
they
the only
blur out the Canadian flag? There's no reason there.
No, they don't do it when Tony Kornheiser waves it at the end of every PTI.
No.
Erica, 25, leasing agent from North Bergen, New Jersey. She was the dancer, the salsa dancing intro.
Got the Bluetooth speaker out. Dance some salsa.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mom from Dominican Republic, dad from Cuba. Butterflies when Joey was announced. Anything else
I will
here?
Say, they got done dancing. There was a slight hip touch rim from both of them where I think they both kind of felt it a little bit. Okay?
I will run that back.
Run that back.
I
there
will
was a
go
slight,
back and see that.
The slightest of hip touches from Joey to her, her hands on his shoulders where I think they both had a moment of,
I'm getting a little like, ooh.
This is something. Ooh, there was something there that I noticed. It's something to keep an eye on. So I'm telling
woke
you.
Him up a little bit. Autumn 26, account executive from St. Louis.
The leaves thing, you threw them too early, lady.
Yeah.
She threw them too early. She threw the leaves. You throw the leaves once you reach him. The leaves fall down on both of you.
You're saying by the time she got to him, he forgot about the leaves. He wasn't putting two and two together.
Had forgotten about the leaves. I know he forgot about the... She stepped out the limo, threw the leaves. It was like the leaves just were on the ground then, and she walked up to him. He didn't remember.
Yep.
I didn't remember those leaves. You throw the leaves on top of everybody. That's
there
how you
two,
do leaves.
Yeah. There were two things here.
It's obvious.
Both people made a mistake here. One, Autumn. You can't ask someone's favorite season unless you are more certain of the answer.
Unless you know the answer.
Because, like, even if someone's favorite season is autumn, they're probably going to say fall.
He's not going to say autumn.
He's not going to say
autumn. He's not going to say autumn.
Now, on the other side, Joey, there's only one season that is also a name. Spring. Mm. I guess summer. There's two seasons.
See, I'm telling you, I don't think he pieced it together because the leaves.
You
the leaves were
that.
Thrown too early. If he had leaves in his hair, he thinks, oh, this must be something. Something's here. She's asking me for a reason. There's leaves in my hair. I'm going to go with fall. So yeah, mistakes on everyone's part.
Kelsey A, 25, project manager from New Orleans. She brought him a voodoo doll.
Seems like a younger cast.
You know
cast.
What? That seems like looking up. It does seem like a younger cast. Well, I don't want to
Google
his name.
Just based on what I saw and based on no stats.
I don't want to.
Seems like
this.
25 was the average to me. A lot of 25s, a few older, few younger.
He's 28. Will turn 29 in May.
Okay.
A lot of 25s, a lot of 23s.
Yeah. Younger cast.
Yep. Anyway, Kelsey A brought him a voodoo doll.
The Golden Bachelor was such a success, they decided to go the complete opposite direction and go younger with this cast.
Millennials sadly getting left behind in this franchise. We are not a target demographic anymore.
Nope.
Background package, she likes nice guys, not bad boys. That works with Joey. Her mom passed away a few years ago. And she wants to start a family of her own. Kelsey A.
And she has the voodoo doll, I believe.
She had the voodoo doll, yeah.
Yeah.
Krissa, 26, marketing director from Vancouver. This was the beginning of the quickfire. This is her yes year.
People out here having yes years?
That's the first I've heard of it, but I'm not one with my finger on the pulse of what types of years people have. But this is her yes year, and she wants to say yes on. It could be a Carissa concoction, which I don't mind at all. She's a marketing director.
I don't mind that. I don't mind a yes year gimmick.
She, I said, might be a good kind of opposite personality match. My assessment of Joey after these little entrances is, and these discussions at the cocktail party, he needs someone that is going to like throw him off and have more energy than he does to kind of bring his level up a little bit. If you're boring,
you need an energetic person with Joey.
Yeah, Joey's someone not- who.
You get invited to a dinner party room. You don't want you and Joey together. If both of you are boring, you're on the end of the table. You need a middle person with Joey to carry the load for the relationship. Otherwise, you're a boring couple.
Carry
and you
the
don't
social
get
load. Someone has to carry the social load here.
Someone
and it's
has
not
to
Joey.
Carry the social load. Joey seems like a nice guy, shy guy though.
Sure, great guy.
He's not the guy who's going to be the life of the party. You need someone like that for Joey right now. That's what you're saying.
Unless he really was tranquilized before the show.
I have my eye on Joey, seeing if we got the real Joey. Remember his uncle saying we don't get the real Joey?
Yes,
I'm concerned
I love that.
We aren't getting the real Joey still, Rim. Any concern there for you? We're not getting the real Joey?
Not concern, hope. I hope that's what is happening here. That would
real
really
Joey.
Keep me on my toes if we were getting fake Joey and it came out later. No, I think this is who he is, and I think this will be the season they thought Zach's season would be, which is kind of uneventful in terms of controversy.
Which is why they're doing the whole movie thing. Yeah. Cinematic first scene of the series.
Chandler, 24, graphic designer from New York City. I liked her friend's intro.
I did too.
That clicked for me.
That was good. Yeah.
Joey, Chandler, I'll be there
for
you.
Did it work for Joey, though? I don't know. I didn't. He, like you said,
probably has never seen the
show.
He did
no sell this now that I've seen.
Everything.
He did no sell that joke. That was pretty good. Joey and Chandler are two very unique names for two people to come together and be those two names.
I agree. There's not a lot of Chandlers.
There's not a ton of Chandlers, and your name's Joey. Like, have you ever met another Chandler, Joey? Because you kind of know like you've heard that joke before in person.
Yeah. Well, do you know You're Chandler right, Parsons? Right. I don't. There's just not many female Chandlers in particular. Marlena, 26, finance writer from West Palm Beach, Florida. She's here for Joey.
If it was anyone else, she wouldn't be here, which is a lie.
No disrespect to Marlena, but she, confirmed liar. Yeah. Star, 25, mental health counselor from Delray Beach, Florida. Here's my note. The butterflies thing, question
butterflies?
Mark? I don't know. I was too confused about why Joey was no-selling everyone. I was so confused I stopped paying attention to the bits. It's like, why is he not reacting to anything? He didn't even, laugh at any point during the limo entrances and hardly smiled.
You're right. I didn't pick up on that, but now that you're saying it, I remember she made that Chandler joke. And he didn't laugh.
I mean, come on, dude.
He didn't laugh.
You have a woman here on your season of The Bachelor.
Your name is Joey.
Her name is Chandler. This is crazy, right? This whole thing is crazy.
Is nuts.
He was like, huh, all right, we'll see you in there.
See you in there. Yeah, his box of butterflies came out. I think they're fake butterflies. Joey, no soul.
Talia, 23, esthetician from Huntington Beach, California, saved the date for their wedding.
Just a heads up, Talia. On this show, number one, we get engaged and we don't get married. There's never a date. But if there was a date, it would be 2027. It should have said August 2027 or 8. Yeah. Okay. There's no chance in hell you're getting married in August of 2024. No chance.
Well, to Talia's in fairness, they did just do the Golden Bachelor bing bang boom engagement wedding.
She doesn't know that.
Yeah, she might this not know that. I don't know what. Yeah, you're right. You're
this is filmed probably in the summer or something.
Yeah, that's fine. That's on me.
On
right.
This show, thinking that you're going to be married a year from now is nuts.
I agree. Nat, 26, registered nurse and professor from Sadbury, Ontario. Nothing there. Sandra, 26, cybersecurity consultant from Nashville. Sam, 31, CPA from Nashville.
They're flying through these things.
Mm-hmm. Allison, 26. That's starting to get interesting now with this storyline. Curious to hear your opinion on the sisters.
The older sister signed us up. Both sisters are there. They aren't going to tell people that they're sisters yet. Allison is the younger of the two sisters. I am obviously intrigued. Goes without saying.
There's a
right
lot of comic relief possibilities, yes. And they're not twins. They're sisters, which is a little different.
There's a lot on the phone. Yeah, there's been twins.
There haven't been sisters. No.
The dynamic of a younger sister being annoying to the older sister.
Getting further
along. Is
kissing him first, as
me.
We saw, that is more interesting than
the older
a twin
sister,
dynamic.
You know, big sistering the little sister.
Yeah.
Treating her.
Talking about no-selling her.
Yeah.
Probably this, roasting
her
in group
settings.
There's
a lot on the bone here.
Yes.
Hopefully they have a team of writers that is helping them come up with gimmicks and things. Because, I'm here for this.
Lauren, 28, Allison's big sister.
What do you
sister.
Think about not telling people, though, before you move forward? What do you think about that?
I felt like that should be illegal. Not telling Joey, especially. I'm glad they got out of the way, but
I don't see much of a benefit to doing it. I would have personally came out clean right away, I think.
Oh, you're a man of good conscience and high morals.
Yeah.
Lauren, they're both from Philadelphia, by the way, which there's a couple of Philly people here.
Yeah, Philly.
Lauren's first thing was, if Allison kisses Joey, she needs to tell me so that I can go do it. I figured the second part of that sentence would be, if Allison kisses Joey, she needs to tell me so I can, like, bow out of the race. I don't
That's
want
what
to
I thought she was
immediately
gonna say,
go
no.
kiss
it was
the guy
the other.
My sibling kissed.
She went the other way.
So that's when I was like, this could get weird.
I will say, I don't know if these two are here for the right reasons. I will say that.
I will agree with you there. I will agree. That's fine, though. Somebody needs to...
I don't give a fuck. You think I care? No. I'm not saying that as a negative. No.
Somebody
needs
to be.
Someone's got to be here for the wrong reasons.
And it's Lauren and Allison.
Yeah.
Lauren shotguns a beer with
Joey. Yeah, I like
Joey,
this.
Which,
I like
she'll,
that.
Which she will do with Allison and Joey and his fiance at the link
the
this fall in the parking lot before an Eagles
game. At the link. That's, for sure.
This is not the last time they shotgun a beer together. I can tell you that. And then
I wouldn't
just,
have shotgunned that beer, by the way. No, thank you.
Joey housed it.
He really did. I was impressed. I wouldn't have done it.
He did it and he goes, oh, that was pretty fun. Just kind of. No
so
other
fun.
Reaction.
Wow. So fun.
Jesse reminds us that the After the Final Rose segment, someone got a card. I can't wait to discuss this card later.
I had completely forgot about the card.
Yeah, this is a good reminder. And that person who brings a card can't open it until after entering the mansion. Mm-hmm. Next, Caitlin, 25, a radio chemist from Santa Fe. I loved this entrance with the beakers and stuff and the chemistry experiment. You'll never believe the results. They revealed that Caitlin and Joey have chemistry.
Now, did you ever have a Dr. Dreadful food kit, Rim? You ever hear about those from the 90s? This
you
is a Dr. Dreadful food
something
kit right
deep,
there.
Deep within my brain.
In 1998, I would say, the number one thing on my Christmas list was a Dr. Dreadful food lab, okay? You mix shit together. And you
I remember these.
Gummy
wow.
and candies and foam and all sorts of stuff. That's what she had here, a Dr. Dread food chemist cat lab, okay? Gross.
I think...
gross.
Oh yeah, you make the spiders. I think you have taken the crown from most obscure
goodies,
reference. Gruesome goodies.
Gruesome goodies. Okay,
it looks like Beekman from Beekman's World a little bit. The guy, Dr. Yeah. Dreadful. Wow.
Dr. Dreadful.
And you can eat it.
Hell yeah, you can eat it. This might be the best thing I've ever gotten. It might be the best thing I've ever received.
You got the skull. What a food. Okay, that's amazing. I'm going to be thinking about that for a long time. Okay, Caitlin, Dr. Dreadful. I'm curious to see if she gets a rose. I liked this entrance. I forgot if she got a rose.
I liked it too. Yeah, I don't remember.
Kelsey T, 31, actor from Los Angeles.
I got the IMDb here, Rim, if you want it.
My note here is very pretty. That was my note. I don't think Kelsey T is going anywhere for quite a while. I go, wow, very, very pretty.
Do you want the IMDb, Rim?
Yeah, I do.
Here's some of her roles. She was a Dairy Queen employee in Ant-Man and the Wasp. She was a bar patron, number two, in Education of a Negro. She was Callie in Pretty Dudes for 7 episodes. She was Sweatpants Girl in How I Met Your Father for an episode.
Okay, these are real deal credits.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm not
disagreeing with you. I'm just saying, like, holy shit, this is a real IMDb we're looking at.
Listen to this last one. She was Miss Universe Jamaica in the Barbie movie. You ever heard of the Barbie movie, folks?
Residuals.
That's Kelsey for your ass.
Joey.
Residuals. She's cashing checks on your ass.
I don't know how that works. I don't know.
I don't either.
She's probably got $500. I don't know. Kelsey T, yes. Yo, stay Something tuned for my power watch. Rankings. The person who got literally no screen time after this is ranked on my power rankings. Stay tuned to see how high.
Is she still here? I guess I don't even know.
She
if
is
she's
still here.
Here.
Jen, 25, physician assistant student from Miami, the go-kart entrance. She comes tearing up. I gotta say, you either have to be a racing driver or this has to be like your big hobby. You can't just be anything. It's got to be associated with your personality in some way. That's my threshold. Yeah, like... You just drove up in a go-kart? What's the connection? Why did you get a go-kart?
Yeah, I there was nothing else to do with ghost go-karts other than she said just had to race over here or something like that. But she did tie it in a little bit with her next sentence. She said something about this, it'll always be an adventure, kind of. And then they raced them later. So I don't think it has anything to do with her. But she is the adventurous one, so it kind of works for me.
It might have just been Jen. What
new
can you
badass
do?
No, I think it wasn't Jen. It had nothing
I don't know,
to do
dude.
Jen.
She was really racing. She was really handling
Let me
that.
Tell you, Rim, I just went go-karting the other day. Mm-hmm. You don't got to have any talent to do what she was doing. You hit the gas and you fucking let that thing spin out. It's really no problem. Anyone can do it.
She's taking that turn really tight.
No, you take the turns tight in these go-karts nowadays, Rim. They really go, okay?
they really go. I tell you can really go. Steve Spurrier from an Under Armour commercial 15 years ago.
What's her name?
Jen.
Click, clack.
Jen.
I can't remember what I was going to say. I like that she's adventurous and this fits in a little bit. Okay.
Jess, 24, executive's assistant from San Diego. She arrived in a boat, which was pulled by a truck.
I mean, if you want to talk about things that don't have any tie to you.
She likes boats. She's
like,
in San Diego. She's a boat girl.
She's a boat girl? She says this?
I assume so. I
think you're just assuming that. I don't think she said anything else about boats.
No.
She goes, hey, Captain, heard you were looking for a new relationship. And then he no-sold that because it wasn't good.
Oh, my gosh.
That deserved to be no-sold.
That deserved to be no-sold.
It's like
he's
that,
like, oh, yeah. Wow.
That's a bad line to come with when you're in a fucking huge boat.
Completely
you
got
to come with something a little better. He no-sold her like he should have. Mm. And then she got out. I don't believe she said anything else about boats.
No, and he's not the captain. You're the one on the boat, and you're the
you
only person
the
on the
captain
boat.
Hat,
you're the
fact.
Captain.
You have the captain hat. You're on the big boat. You don't say, hey, captain, heard you're looking for a new relationship.
Oh, what? Hold on.
Am I missing something?
Dummy alert.
What's going on?
Relationship.
Okay.
See,
relationship.
Shout out to me for preventing
that's not
a bunch
a ship.
Of texts.
In
exactly.
my
it's
eyes,
a boat. It's a boat.
That's AB. Not a ship, and we aren't dummies.
I agree with you.
In
back
my
to
head.
It.
Okay.
If I saw that on a lake, I wouldn't go, look at that ship.
Who would say ship?
Laney.
That's not a ship.
No, sorry. Jess would, yeah.
No.
Moving on.
I mean, it makes it a little better that I guess that makes it a line, but something
still,
be- you
still
gotta come to something better there. Yeah.
Laney, 27.
Think he got it.
Definitely not. He's on, mm-hmm. They have him tranquilized. Maybe. Put a dart in his neck. Laney, 27, realtor from Philadelphia. Cheese Whiz.
Will you go on this journey with me?
Edwina, 25. A lot of these deserve to get no-selled, like you said. Edwina, 25, an entrepreneur from Atlanta. They ate something hot. Couldn't really tell what it was. Samantha, 25, pro football cheerleader from Miami. Taylor, 23, recruiter from Chicago. I assume so. Taylor, 23, recruiter from Chicago.
Wait. Back up to Samantha. Pro cheerleader. She tosses him a big thing of dough and says, I hope you realize I'm the one you need.
I don't hate that.
Are you going to make a pizza? What do we do? I guess I just don't know what we're doing with the dough, Rim.
I assume she's a cooking enthusiast, a baking enthusiast.
She didn't mention that. There's no connection to anything that they're doing is what I'm telling you.
But if I assume...
I assume you're going to make pizzas later in the episode with that
dough.
Yeah,
he's Italian. Yeah.
But we didn't see anything, so it just died.
Well, that's not... I don't blame that on Samantha.
Okay.
I blame that on editing for now. I'm sure they made a pizza.
You think they made a pizza? Okay.
I think they made a pizza. When I go to find a promo photo for this episode cover, a lot of times they have photos that weren't in the episode. I think we'll see
a pizza one in there.
Yeah, them two making pizza. Yeah.
Okay.
Good. And if not, then shame on everyone involved.
Yeah, I agree.
Taylor, 23, recruiter from Chicago, had the giant bra here for massive support. Keep an eye on Taylor later.
I mean, I'm no-selling these entrances, too. I don't blame
you're taking drinks while we're discussing. Moving on.
Didn't move the needle. Never seen a bra that size. It doesn't move the needle for me. Mm-mm. Joke bra doesn't really do it.
The joke bra doesn't really get
joke
AB
bra doesn't
going.
Get me going. No, it doesn't get me laughing.
No. Kira or Kyra, 26, paralegal from Miami. Maybe worse entrance of the night. She goes, "You want to hear something crazy?" And then she just screamed. And then Joey, as he should have, no sold this. He's like, "Oh, you screamed crazy." See you in there. Zoe, see you in there. Zoe, 24, artist from Atlanta.
Ma'am. This might be the raunchiest thing that this show has done.
She had various banana sizes cut up and said, pick one, like what's the size of your banana, basically. Yes.
Yes. And he picked one.
Modestly picked one, yeah. Kayla, 27, guidance counselor from Hamilton, Ontario. Little tennis grunt. In the limo, she gets out of doing tennis stuff. Mm-hmm. Said, oh, he goes, okay.
This was the tennis section of the entrances.
Evelyn, 29, nanny from San Antonio. I like the umpire's chair. I don't know why the umpire chair was getting hate. I thought that was you're up above everyone. Joey saying he didn't recognize it was the shocking thing.
There just wasn't a lot with the umpire chair.
No.
Maybe Joey climbs up there and talks to her. I don't know.
Sydney, 28, a vintage store owner from Newport, Rhode Island, where the Tennis Hall of Fame is located.
Is it?
That's what Sydney said.
Did she say that? Oh, I didn't miss that.
Medina, 31, mental health therapist from Charlotte. Bunch of tennis balls fell out of the limo.
That's funny.
Daisy, 25, account executive from Becker, Minnesota.
This was interesting for a couple reasons.
Here's an example of a vehicle matching your backstory. She grew up on a Christmas tree farm.
I'm interested in that. This is, I mean, Daisy and Joey is a fucking Hallmark Christmas movie set up here. Christmas tree farm girl who also lost her hearing. And Joey helps her
Big
find
City Joey.
Love.
Yeah.
Okay.
Daisy started losing her hearing at 17, as you mentioned. And it's gotten worse in the last few years. So she recently, last year, got a cochlear implant. And hasn't dated since she got it. I felt Daisy seemed delightful in all of her appearances. She seemed almost like you're so sweet, Daisy, that you stand out for how sweet you are. I think Daisy is one to keep an eye on.
Hasn't dated since she got her cochlear implants, which is also interesting. I think Daisy's going to be here for a while. I'll tell you that That's obvious.
I thought they're about to kiss on their goodbye hug.
Well, let me tell you something, Rim. Joey goes in for hugs weird. He goes in for hugs like he's going in for a kiss. Okay?
Not to nitpick, but...
No, it's just something I noticed. I often thought he was going to go in for the kiss, and it's because of how he goes in for hugs.
Was he going face first?
His face is going too close to the other person's face. It isn't clearly going to the side of the head.
Yeah.
That's Joey. He makes you move to the side, even though he's the one going for the hug.
That seems like almost a hitch thing to me. Like a
yeah, I just don't think he knows how to hug. I don't think he knows how to hug. That's all it is.
He also said to Daisy on the way out, "You look great, by the way," which is enormous praise coming from Joey, because typically he says nothing. He said, "By the way, you look great." Oh, caught your eye a little bit?
Something to keep an eye on then.
Leah or Leia? I should know this because she was a big story.
It's Leia.
Leia, okay.
Yeah.
23, account manager from Waipahu, Hawaii. Some buzzwords here from Leia. She hopes the card helps him. She has the card, I forgot to mention. She hopes the card helps him cultivate and grow their story in a way that's authentic and real to them.
It won't. Let me step in here, Leia, and let you know it won't. It's going to be a gimmick, and it's probably going to be bad for you.
I can't wait to discuss the card. Insane card. They promised to open it together inside.
Insane card.
And everyone inside loses their minds when the card lady strolls in. They've all been thinking about the card since that day. It's the talk of the town. Anything else on the limo entrances? Do you have an overall like gimmick grade? Or the gimmicks are slowly dying, I think.
Not great for the gimmicks, for sure. I'll give it a C+. It wasn't terrible. Wasn't anything to talk right home about at all.
That's how Joey
reacted. He thought about the same way. Yeah.
Nothing right home about. Joey arrives inside, and I thought he gave a really nice speech about who he is and how he got here, and he related it to the position they're in, and it seemed more authentic than a typical bachelor speech, so I like that. And the toast to finding my next doubles partner, yeah. I liked it.
Well done.
Well done, Joey.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a quick break.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
The cocktail party. Start with Autumn. My grandparents met at breakfast and were married by the end of the day. Mm-hmm. First child arrived by, that spring. Story. There's always someone whose grandparents met and got married in a breathtakingly short amount of time, as if it weren't a different, time in society back then.
But it's always a good story because that person knows that it's possible to find love in the short amount of time, I guess.
Yes.
Is what they believe in doing. So
I love Joey's follow up question after that story. He's like, "So, do you think it's possible to find love in this experience?" And she was like, "Yeah, that was my whole
point." Did you listen to me, Joey? Like, what the fuck?
Did you hear the thing I just said?
Did you hear what I said? I said my grandparents got married after 2 weeks. What are you talking about? Erica, once again, I'm asking for name tags here, Rim. I don't know who these people are.
I'm
sorry. I must ask for name tags. I must. Okay?
I agree with you.
It's taking me so much time. I have to go back and find when they flash it for like 3 seconds. So I have to go back, search for it. And I was watching on Hulu, so it's a little trickier too. I'm going back 10 seconds at a time trying to find it. It's just taking me forever to watch these episodes because I'm having to find them if they even show them. Then sometimes they don't show them and I'm wasting even more time.
Well, the first episode takes forever because you get to know everybody. You have to write down stuff about everybody. And
I have to go back,
I'm just I pause. It took me 3 hours to watch the 2 hour episode.
No, at least
so
3 hours.
So much, yeah.
At least three. Yeah.
Wouldn't happen if they name tagged.
If they have name tags, we'd be fine. I'd
like
be fine.
That episode of The Office. Instead of just like controversial topics, you just put their names on their foreheads. Erica, one-on-one time. She's from Jersey, but feels called to a more peaceful environment. She came here thinking, I want to move to Hawaii. and now she's going to move from Jersey to Philadelphia if they get to mm-hmm. get together.
I thought they had a good conversation, though.
Okay. This was Dance and Erica.
Yeah. The one he touched her hips.
And they both shattered.
There was a spark.
And they entered a different realm.
Yeah. that's the Erica. Yeah.
Jess, one-on-one time, this was out on the on her boat, her ship.
Boat. Yeah, the
her
ship.
Relation boat.
Her relationship. Yeah, relationship says, boat.
She says, you're a walking green flag. And I said, green like Z-Quil. I don't even know if Z-Quil's green. I think it might be red. It might be green. I hope it's green. She doesn't have sisters, but would love to become one with Joey's sisters. Become a sister with Joey's family. What'd you make of this scene?
She does a smart move where she starts whispering things, okay? Whispering is going to result in a kiss, okay? You whisper kind of a little sultry whisper. They gotta lean in a little bit to listen. And then you look into their eyes and you're already that close. There's something there.
Break the
seal. And you're going to get a kiss out of
it. You got to get back on the mic, yeah.
I'm so happy I'm here. And then he goes, huh? And he leans in a little bit. And then she goes, I'm so happy I'm here. And she's looking in his eyes and she's looking in his. He's looking in her eyes and the first kiss happens. Okay?
Yeah. Great analysis. That's
how
it goes.
That's exactly what happened. I don't think they would have kissed if she hadn't whispered. Okay? I'm very confident in that.
I don't disagree with you. What's your opinion on her announcing that to the group?
I am already very annoyed by Jess in multiple ways and in multiple scenes. Obviously, I loved it.
We kissed.
I loved it. But I'm annoyed by her most times she's on TV.
Viewer, you loved it. If you put yourself in the shoes of everyone else, obviously, Jess is... it'll be tough for her to make friends from this point forward. She seems relishing this role of rankling
feathers. I don't think
she's
here to make friends. Really.
No, I agree.
Okay.
I think she came here to do the other thing.
Well, hey, I went and talked to him. It was awesome. We also shared a little kiss.
Like,
just a heads up, there's 32 women in the room. She said that in front of 32 people.
We made out. Oh.
Let the games begin, Rim, okay? Let the games begin.
Sure. Go-kart racing with Jen. She's here for Joey. She wouldn't be here if it weren't for Joey. In fact, she gave up, I don't want to say gave up, but she left PA school, physician assistants school, and put her life on hold for this.
She also did a smart thing of starting to take tennis lessons for him.
Oh, yeah, that's prepping for the big test.
Everyone should have done that. If I was on the season, I'd be very good at tennis by the time I go on the show.
I'm curious to know if Joey likes playing tennis in his free time, or if it's like,
because it's his job,
I don't want to do this when I'm off work.
It's impossible to tell based on what we know.
I'm curious.
Obviously, the series is running with the tennis thing, but who knows if he actually likes tennis anymore.
If I had Joey, you know, gun to his head, I'd say, and I had one question. He says,
Do you like tennis?
Do you like playing tennis in your free time with your pals? I gotta be honest, Rim, no. All right. Put the gun down.
Put the gun down.
She is, what's her name? Jen, she is reassured by Joey saying that he believes in the process, which is a unique trait to Joey's lead. She was a little nervous, and then the lead gave a toast that where he said, I believe in the process.
She was concerned the lead might not think the process was a good process.
I would leave if that weren't the case. And they kissed too in the Rachel Bryan.
They share kiss?
Grotto. This was the infamous Rachel Bryan.
Was that there?
Make out.
Okay.
Cave.
Rest in peace, that relationship.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Unfortunately.
Sad.
Yeah, I know.
Tennis lessons with Medina in the driveway with the huge racket and ball. Little back to...
I wouldn't mind playing a little huge tennis.
That did look fun as hell.
Looked fun. Looked very fun. Get a huge net, too.
Except at our age, we'd probably connect and shoulder pops out or something. There was a little hand to back. Skin
there was
touching
some hand to back. There was some definite hand to back only on the skin portion of the dress, where the dress was not covering.
Above the hip.
And she shuddered. Joey makes these...
Yeah.
Joey's shuddering and the ladies are shuddering, okay?
Ooh, little goosebumps. They call them Goosebumps Jay. And there's a montage of fun facts from the contestants while Ty, someone likes, you know, made a bunch of free throws at a bar.
Rim,
someone else has a dog.
I have
someone
to
likes
stop you, Sydney. I have to stop you. Are you talking about a Papa Shot that resets every single time you go in?
I don't know the details of the Papa Shot.
Those machines restart every day. I've set hundreds of Papa Shot records.
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
They reset, and then every day there's new people. And the first person that does it for the day is technically broken the machine's record. That doesn't count, Sydney.
I hear you, but that's big rain on the parade energy, maybe.
Had that been me, if I was Joey, I'd say, well, what time of the night was it?
Yeah.
What time of the night did you break it? And she'll say, 11 a.m. And I'll say, that just got restarted. That's not a real record.
You know they reset the Papa Shots every day, right?
You know they restart those. They don't have an unbreakable record that you just broke.
When they turn the lights off, the power goes out.
It's probably like 35. I mean, come on.
I'd be 35 is a lot on a Papa Shot. Daisy feels overwhelmed by the noise in the house. 30 people talking at once, probably not easy.
Mm-hmm.
Her and Joey had a conversation. She made him feel very comfortable in a strange position. Daisy seems delightful. That's my take from this conversation.
She had a little Christmas set up for him, which is nice. Yeah, I like Daisy. What do you want me to say? I like Daisy.
Daisy, personality.
Mm-hmm. Story.
Story. Branding. Christmas branding.
Christmas.
It's always Christmas.
I'm telling you, Hallmark movie. You put Joey and Daisy on a cover and tell this story? It writes itself.
You're being serious. You're saying they should actually make a Hallmark
movie. Dead serious. They should make a Hallmark movie about a girl from Minnesota who grew up on a Christmas tree farm. She loses her hearing. I wouldn't do the bachelor stuff. I would just have Joey, just a guy, a tennis guy, who comes and helps her listen to her heart. That's what I do. Hallmark featuring Joey and Daisy. They have good names for it too. Daisy's a great Hallmark movie name. There are always names like that.
I would get an actor to play Joey, but other than that, perfect. Yeah.
Sure. Sure. Tyler Hines and Daisy.
There's some continued chatter about Jess announcing her kiss.
Mm.
She's in for a big reality check when she doesn't get that first impression rose. I knew that early. She wasn't getting that first impression
rose. Who possibly thought she was getting the first impression rose?
I thought she was, or she could, until after the kiss. And she went inside
after the kiss.
Fuck you guys. I guess some. What? What's that? I get you taunting the crowd.
Yeah, she's going full heel.
Well, and then when she attempts this first deal from Taylor, and then when Taylor said, can I get another minute, and then waited 4 feet away from the conversation in the light of the camera still. This wasn't even a shade yet.
It wasn't just stealing, too. This was in such poor form, it made my head spin, okay? Not only did the conversation literally just start, it was an uncut audio. This wasn't cut up. They started the conversation 10 seconds into the conversation, uncut. She walks up and asks to steal. It's like, what the fuck are you talking about? I literally just sat down.
When she does get to talk to Joey, I'm sorry, I'm not trying to be that girl. If there's any girl Jess is definitely trying to be, it's that girl.
Absolutely.
It's your whole intent. Yeah.
Legitimately, no, you cannot steal him. I just sat down. You already talked to him. No. No,
Jess and Taylor have a chat after the fact to hash this out.
It just sucks for people like Taylor who get she just drew the short straw here.
Yeah,
it could have been anyone that this happened to, but now she's tied to Jess the rest of the season, and she is
no
fucked.
Question.
She's done. Both of them are obviously not winning. I can say that with full confidence. And Taylor could be a great girl, but now she's dragged into this mess.
Yeah, Taylor's done.
The only thing you could possibly do is completely disengage right as it happens. Like, as she walks up, you say, yep, and then you walk away and you never bring it up again. But that's not how normal people act, because Jess was being ridiculous, so you're going to have a reaction to it. Now she's tied into it. It's just, I feel really bad for Taylor. I really do.
It's over.
It's over for her.
You cannot have a one-on-one discussion/confrontation on night one.
No.
Which is what happened.
So
here.
I'm saying she needed to disengage immediately.
Meredith Marks.
Disengage immediately.
She should have disengaged. We could all learn a little something about Meredith Marks from really Meredith Marks. Anyway, Jess doesn't care. She has no regrets about this. Oh, no. They don't like me. Who cares? Doesn't matter.
I hate that I interrupted Taylor's time, but sometimes that's how it goes, said to Joey.
Lauren and Allison, the sisters, pretending not to know each other. This is when they decided, let's just tell everybody.
You think the conversation was like, I don't think these people care. This isn't really.
No, I think they had no idea that people cared. I think they, because when they revealed it, I think they were disappointed by the
crowd. Well, the reaction was nobody cared.
Nobody cared.
Nobody cared at all.
They go, let's tell them. Okay, now at the end, we'll say, so, hey, we're sisters at the same time. They go, and they go, hey, there's something to say. We're sisters. And
they go. All right. There's been a weird elephant in the room that we need to discuss. They had everyone come in. Stop the show. Nobody can talk to Joey for like 30 minutes because we're getting all the cameras in here and all the people have to, we have to find spots for everyone, the lighting right and all that. Weird elephant in the room. We're sisters at the same time. Nobody cared.
Mm-mm.
Not a soul in that room cared or thought any way. They didn't. There was no thought either way.
We haven't had time to talk to every single person.
There's
who are
32
you?
Of us.
Yeah.
I haven't even talked to either of you. Or maybe I've talked to one of you. I haven't talked to both of you. There's 32 people in this room.
My opinion about the sister twist, this is a fun thing to have siblings in the mansion. I think their little conversations throughout the season, for as long as they're here, will be funny and we'll get kind of a different perspective and different
Absolutely.
Types of talk throughout. Just mm-hmm. don't be weird or gross.
This was weird.
That's all I ask. And they were kind of both. This was kind of both weird and gross. And that's, I think, how everyone else perceived it in the house. Older sister Lauren is first with Joey. They're talking about Philly. She's from Center City. He's from the suburbs. Allison then steals him before...
Well, before you do that, she says she's excited to find out if he's a good kisser for herself, and then they don't kiss. That's tough. But go ahead.
I don't think they were going to kiss, even if Allison didn't interrupt.
I don't mean it like that. I meant a real tough scene for that older sister.
Yeah.
Who I'm not going to learn their names, by the way. I'm just going to go older and younger sister, just to be clear.
For some reason, I learned their names, and they're solid in my brain.
You're rock solid? No, I'm not learning the names.
I'll be the sister name.
Not until they make it to week 3. I need to find out this gimmick has staying power. You got to earn it if you're a gimmick.
That was Lauren. Allison steals Joey from Lauren. She tells Joey, hey, I'm from Center City. You know, yeah. I have an older sister. Joey was picking up on this.
Mm-hmm.
And they kiss while Joey understood what was happening, their relationship. Yeah. He knew that was in his head.
Yeah.
And Lauren is watching from afar.
Mm-hmm.
I did note here, there's no rhyme or reason for who Joey kisses. So it's just a conversation ending move. It's not really, I'm overwhelmed by feelings.
Well,
for
I think Joey would have kissed anybody.
I think he did. Yeah.
I think it was up to the woman. If the woman wanted to kiss Joey, they would kiss. But if they didn't show any signs of wanting to kiss, then they didn't kiss. That was just it.
Yeah. There's someone later here made the most kiss me eyes I've ever seen. And mm-hmm. they would not have kissed otherwise. And she was like, you want to do it with her eyes? And then they did.
And they kissed.
So yeah, he's just along for the ride. Kiss wise.
He's just kissing. Yeah. Kiss her eyes. He's just kissing. He'll do it. You want to kiss? I'll kiss.
He'll do it. Doesn't really carry the way. Anyway, then Lauren plops down on the couch after that and they discuss what their relationship is. Joey admits he had already figured it out. We go to commercial with Lauren, the older sister, saying she's still going to marry Joey, who just kissed her sister, despite having the opportunity to kiss her. So we will see how this plays out. The storyline still has me. I'm still interested, but it could go awry in short order.
It's undetermined if these two have what it takes to make this a good storyline. I'm not sure either way. But I'm still very intrigued.
I lean That they do.
I mean,
the only one keeps like a shotgun to beer with them. I mean, they do stuff.
You're right. The shotgun beer, I forgot about. I mean, there's a wide range of possibilities here. This could end with nothing, it being nothing, or it could end. Think about this. It could end with a TV show for them on something. There's just a wide Absolutely. Range of possibilities here with this storyline that mm-hmm. it could go, and I could see it going either way.
Likeliest one for me is they are on Paradise and they end up dating brothers who are on the next season of The Bachelorette. Yeah.
They make it a little far here. One of them gets sent away eventually. One of them makes it a little further. Neither of them make it to hometowns, but they both end up in Paradise. That's the most likely scenario.
Seen this story. This ain't our first fucking
If they make it to hometowns and something's really special there, I'll see on Hulu, Rim, for a fucking...
If they both make it to hometowns?
For a Philadelphia TV show, okay?
Center City Sisters.
Center City Sisters on Hulu.
Yeah, it'll be a scripted sitcom.
There's just a wide range of possibilities here. Yeah.
Kelsey, the one with the voodoo doll, I have here, he's interested in her. He's asking people where they live, and some of them, where if they're willing to relocate already. So credit to Joey for that.
Yep,
all business.
Good for him. Mm-hmm.
Leia, still waiting on the envelope to reveal itself. There's a lot of speculation that she may be able to use her power to send someone home, which would be unbelievable television, but will never happen in a million years.
That just would be so wrong
I would
to
love
be
it.
Able to do, but I'd love that.
You know what? Jess, you
need
just
more.
Been a little much. You gotta go.
I would like more power-ups in this TV show. Just
what
powers
call
that people
Survivor?
Gain. I'd like more powers being given to people.
I agree. Ooh, I found the send home bracelet.
Yep.
She opens it by the fire without Joey, and the card reveals that she has the power to steal a one-on-one date from someone at any time before hometowns, which I thought about it is the worst thing you can get. This is the worst power to give someone.
When is possibly the good time to take this, to use this?
It has to be early. It has to be so early.
I was
going to
say the first one maybe would
but
be.
But even then, you're taking the best, you know, the top prospect.
It's just a disaster of a card for her to get.
Here are the pros. As long as you hold this card, you're not going anywhere for at least a few weeks.
Yeah.
The cons are it guarantees you will never get an organic one-on-one date as long as you mm-hmm. have that card. You will never be scheduled and just get one. And if she uses it, no matter if everyone understands that you have it the whole season, it will still be in poor taste to use it. No one's going to be like, well,
Absolutely.
You know.
Yeah. Good for her. No, it's
good
not going to be that. It's not going to
no,
be a good for her situation.
Horrible.
Yeah, it's going to be horrible. And it's not even good for the, like, Joey picks someone that he wants to go on a date with.
To believe.
And then you're like, actually, I'm going to go on this date. I don't, it's messy.
It would have to be all behind. It would have to be all worked out behind the scenes. Like the producers say, oh, we picked Jess for the date. And then Leia, we want you to steal Jess because he's not really into Jess. He's more into you. It would have to be all orchestrated.
Agreed.
But just a, you know, hey, I'm glad they're taking swings.
You got to try things, Rim.
You got to try it. They tried and failed here.
They tried and failed. What do you have any ideas? Maybe this should be our question for the week this week.
Sure.
Had a different question, but I think this could be, what powers would you like to see being granted to people on this show that they can win through certain things?
773-234-7794. That's the mailbag question. What power-ups do you think contestants should have? Secret powers. I love that.
Anyway, what if it was secret, Rim? What if she had this, but nobody knows? And then behind
the scenes...
Well,
she'd be a real scumbag if she didn't tell anybody.
No, behind the scenes, she can use it at any time. And they never know.
Oh, I love that. I fucking love
that. So the card
comes
and it has
Final
her
Rose.
Name.
Yeah, huge.
It's not they get a card and it says Jess and then Leia
she
steals
goes, actually,
it.
Actually, yeah.
She goes, actually, I got this card. No, she hands it to the producers beforehand and says, I want to use my one-on-one right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So then the card shows up and it's her name and no one knows. That's... Power.
That's something.
That's
and
something.
Still entertaining.
That's what
the
they should have done.
Yeah, this card is like Settlers of Catan, where it's like, oh, playing this card, give me all your wheat, and everybody goes, "Fuck you,
fuck you, buddy." Go fuck yourself.
Exactly. You don't make any friends when you take the wheat.
No, absolutely not.
So Leia goes to Joey in tears. Joey reads the cards. She doesn't want to interfere with his journey or take away from someone else's, which both of those things would be necessary if you were to play this card.
Mm-hmm.
And Leia, to her credit, also understands, you know, the gimmick stuff doesn't matter if we don't have a connection. So what's most important is our relationship. She kind of downplays the importance of the card and wants to keep it focused on them, which I liked.
Yep.
And then inside, through tears, reads the card to the group.
She was forced to read it.
Yeah. Do you think she was forced to then throw it in the fire dramatically in front
of
everyone?
No, I don't think so. But
I don't either.
I don't think she was forced to do that. I think they let her make her decision. I'm surprised they didn't force her not to do that.
I was going
to
say, I bet they were upset when she did that.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
I love that move. I love that moment. The only way you can get everyone back on your side here is
that
they're feeling some sympathy, but if she were to use it, it would be gone. Throw it in the fire. Everyone claps for you.
This was a must throw it in the fire situation for her.
Mm. I call it
I don't know if
integrity.
I would have had the courage to do it. Courage and integrity. I don't know if I would have done it.
I'd have tucked it in the suit pocket and go, boys.
I wouldn't have read it to everyone.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, I think it guarantees that move that Leia won't be here for long, but that she might be here for a while.
I think it
that.
Guarantees her a one-on-one. Like, she's going to get a one-on-one because of that.
If the producers are upset with her, maybe not.
They might not. Good point.
And I don't think she's going to call back on the franchise either. I don't think she's coming to Paradise, Leia.
It depends. If Joey falls for her, Joey could still fall for her, you know?
She's going to
give her a one-on-one
climb,
on his own. But yeah, she didn't play ball.
No, she lit the ball on fire.
Yeah. She's, you know, that's a big fuck you to everyone backstage.
Mm-hmm.
That came, especially, imagine being the person that came up with that.
Oh my gosh, you got to feel like such an idiot.
The group of people that sat in the room with the whiteboard and came up with this idea for this power. And then she threw it in the garbage.
She lit
it on fire the first day.
You got to be off to the side.
You wasted hours coming up with this concept. And she did this. Yeah. You got to hate her. Yeah.
Attention now turns to the first impression rose. Lexi. I like this interaction. She seemed down to earth, chill.
Mm-hmm.
And that's partially because she said, I'm down to earth and chill. I love the golf thing. She plays golf with her dad. She brought Joey a ball marker. Maybe you can complete our foursome. I like this.
Yeah.
They kiss. Didn't leave an impression with you, Lexi?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't say that. She left an impression.
Next up is Maria, who claims she is some sort of conscientious objector to a potential kiss with Joey.
I think Maria was a little wine drunk, Rim.
Oh.
Okay.
It's gotta be somebody.
That's what I saw. That's what I saw here. Just a little wine drunk. No shame. Okay.
No, they were letting
like
him drink.
Maria.
They're letting Maria. They loosened up the spigot a little
maybe
bit this year.
Had a little more than she anticipated. Mm. Maybe the wine was a little stronger than she anticipated. Maybe she had a little bit more. But I think Maria was a little wine drunk. Okay.
I like this interaction. I think she's a long-term friend contestant.
Oh.
If your whole thing is horror movies and dressing up to go to horror films, and Joey generic. You know, likes.
I mean, the most generic top movie, if you ask someone what their top favorite movie is and they say, Remember the Titans, it's not a movie head. That's just a generic.
Not a cinephile.
That's just a generic answer.
I think that's a fair assessment.
Probably that might be the most the safest answer for that question.
Yeah. I liked this interaction, though, because Maria is different from him and from the others. And Joey, I think, like I said, needs someone to throw him off, to loosen him up, to keep him from being seemingly bored.
I thought they had a good conversation. There was some chemistry there. And I enjoyed them together.
Yeah, Maria's going to be around, I think. And she's the one who gave him the, like, we're done talking. And then she kind of did this with her eyebrows, and then they kiss.
Yeah, they kiss. Yeah.
Despite her previous objections. The first impression rose almost made me cry a little bit. I'll say it. This was very sweet.
It was beautiful.
It was a beautiful first impression. I did not expect it for some reason.
Why?
I don't know. I thought he connected with more with other people. This was like a you did the right thing.
Yeah,
but
she threw it in the fire. Yeah, this is.
But he didn't see that.
He knows about it.
I know, but
the producer stole them. She threw the fucking thing that we wanted to do in the fire.
What if he didn't know? If he didn't know, then this is like, it's different.
If he didn't know, that's different. But I think he knew. How would he not know? There's 32 people. He's been talking to people all night. I'm sure someone brought up that the lady threw the card in the fire. He knows.
He gave the first impression rose to Leia.
Yep.
Lovely moment with Leia and Joey when she accepts the first impression rose. He said, it means a ton to me. Anytime Joey goes outside of the bounds of normal.
Oh, you thought that meant a lot that he said.
That it meant a lot? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Just like when he said, Daisy, you look great tonight, by the way. Or something like that. I think, whoa. Joey. Stop the presses. Joey. Tone it down a bit, man. You're giving it up. Anyway, Jesse announces the cocktail party's over and some of you have to go home.
It's getting late. I'm tired. I haven't even done anything, but I'm tired. Yeah. I'm ready to get out of here.
And Evelyn is crying. I wrote here, Evelyn is going to look silly if she gets a rose. She's going to really look, you're gonna look with the tears.
You are going to look, you're going to feel foolish.
Rose ceremony.
Rim, this rose podium, I've never seen anything like it in my life. It was heaping with roses. I've never seen that many roses.
Well, I got the stats for you, AB.
What's
the started
stats?
We started with 32, which is the most ever. We ended with 22.
Oh, this is the most ever?
Yeah, Jesse mentioned that before.
Oh, okay.
For the record, no one cares how many. There could be 50. It's diminishing returns. If you have 32 or 35 or 40, it just makes it like worse.
No, it makes no difference to me.
We ended with 22, which is exactly how many Zach ended with after his first night, or maybe someone else. Regardless, we're back to a normal amount. It just doesn't. Who cares?
No, I didn't care at all.
Roses. Allison, Lauren's younger sister. After this rose, I could have told you he got the last one.
Yeah, but you bookend him, obviously.
Especially once it's clear that Lauren is genuinely upset by this. It's not a joke. People were uncomfortable with how mad Lauren was.
You obviously go younger sister to older, and you bookend the rose ceremony every time, probably. I'd probably do this going forward.
Daisy?
You never should ever give Lauren a rose before Allison. That's what I'm saying. You don't always need to bookend it.
Maybe once, but in general, yeah.
Once after like five in a row, then you switch it because then Allison thinks she's going home.
Yeah, yeah.
You can do some things here, yeah.
And then Lauren can hold that over her head the next week.
Yeah, they got
that. I'm higher in the order now.
Yep.
Daisy, Kelsey, T, Lexi, Jess, Jen, Autumn. Are you picturing them in your head when I say their names?
No, I Krissa. Got their pictures up right here. I'm looking at right. Pictures.
Edwina, Kelsey A, Caitlin, Rachel, Erica, Medina, Sydney, Star, Marlena, Maria, Taylor, Evelyn. And the final rose goes to
Evelyn's name like that.
Well, because she
Evelyn was crying
more than
put
anyone.
On a big show, and you're here.
10 people went home. This was like, yeah. This was a huge cut, and you made the cut.
Yeah, and you're crying.
Wait until you. My view is wait until you don't get a rose. Then if you don't get a rose, and you say I didn't talk to him,
do you think crying might have helped her get a rose though?
Yeah, probably. To be fair,
so there you have it, Rim.
Yeah. You know, from that angle, it's a good thing. There were a lot of rose acceptances that I felt were a little too showy and a little borderline ungrateful. Mid-rose acceptances that were like, you know, I don't like that. I don't like that on night one. I don't like it anytime. Making me wait. It's 20 people still waiting. It's 20 people. We're going to be here for four more hours.
There's 10 people going home.
10 people going home.
Making
like,
you wait. I hardly know your name. You're lucky I know your name. I have to remember 22 people right now.
And I think like four people had something like that where I go, tisk, tisk.
Oh, I can't believe it.
Had me wondering, Joey. He didn't know your name. He's looking at cards. 10 people are going to him. 10. And those people are Chandler, Kayla, Kira. See,
that's just
Lainey.
This guy did not know.
I don't
friends.
Think he knows what friends is.
I don't think that's the explanation. There's no fucking way you should have sent Chandler home.
No, I agree.
For friends exclusively. Especially considering the guy
Joey
just
Chandler
died.
Going on a one-on-one date? Come on.
Chandler just died, Rim.
I don't know about the timeline.
But if
I think if Matthew Perry did not pass away, she would have gotten a rose. Or if he passed away prior to the
if Joey
of
knew
this.
That Matthew Perry had passed away and Joey was Chandler, he could not have sent Chandler home.
No.
In my humble opinion. And I'm not even really a Friends fan.
Me neither.
I'd consider myself neutral on Friends. I don't hate it. I don't love it.
Okay. Rest in peace, Matthew.
Of course.
Chandler, Kayla, Kira, Lainey, Nat, Sam, Samantha W., Sandra, Talia, Zoe.
Any of those people stand out to you?
As should have stayed?
Home? Yeah. No. Anyone? They no. Hear? No. Okay.
Unless, who was that entrance I like with the chemistry?
Did she go home?
Caitlin.
I thought you said Caitlin stayed.
Caitlin did stay. Shout out Caitlin.
Okay.
Got a mid-rose as well.
the Dr. Dreadful Candy.
Yeah, Dr. Dreadful Caitlin.
I'm looking at pictures here at Dr. Dread. I've been doing it all episode. You got a drink lab. You got a brain lab. Rip,
yeah,
make
I saw
a brain.
The brain too. That was
I think
good.
I think I had the brain one. You got boogers. You make a booger. You got a booger lab. Alien autopsy rim.
Oh, boy. Aliens
an
were
alien
huge in
autopsy
98,
rim lab.
Men in Black, Independence Day.
Are you kidding me?
Mars Attacks.
Where are we? Dr. Dreadful's fire.
The mailbag question, 773-234-7794. What crazy power-ups and secret envelopes and random twists would you like to see them give to contestants throughout the season? And what was your secondary question for people who aren't inclined to discuss those?
I was just going
to
ask for any standouts on night one because I didn't really have a lot. Yeah.
Standouts are always welcome. 773-234-7794.
You're always welcome to send us your standouts. Always.
Won't find me objecting to a standout.
No.
How about a Bachelor headline of the week before the power rankings?
I got it right here, Rim. Golden Bachelorette begins casting. From yesterday.
Big headline.
Huge headline. Now we just need to figure out who it's going to be, right?
Yeah, I still think it's going to be Leslie, but I have not been keeping up with the news on that.
You think it's going to be Leslie?
Or the rumors and nastiness.
The headline of the week is going to mostly be Golden Bachelorette related this season. I want you to understand that.
Yeah.
Okay? I want you to understand that. It's the Bachelor franchise is just spoilers at this point.
It's sad. It's sad. And
there's
people
no real
who make these articles, well, with artificial intelligence and things of that nature, it's getting out of control. They do not care for people who would like
to
avoid
spoilers.
It's
out of control. Yeah. It's out of control. And it's not right.
No, it should be a law. And remember your oath, listeners
please
and
please remember your oath. Yeah.
Here are my power rankings. What was that publication from, by the way? We should have some journalistic integrity.
That was from Reality Check.
That does not seem
no,
reputable
excuse
at
me.
All.
Newsday.
Okay.
Reality Check is the name of the segment or the article.
Oh, like, I like that.
The you know, the whatever section of the of Newsday that it's in, the section that it's in is Reality Check. So it must be reality stuff.
If newspapers were still around, which is would be one of my three wishes. If I had three wishes, it would be for newspapers to be thriving and in paper form. There would be
would you
a
use
reality
two wishes
TV
on that?
Segment.
You would have to use two wishes. I wish newspapers
it.
Were around
I'd
and I wish
it was
physical.
Yeah, but
waste two
paper.
Of your three
I want
wishes
the ink on my underneath my fingernails to read the Reality Check. Anyway, power rankings. I spent a lot of time on these. Do you have power rankings?
No.
Okay, I do.
Okay.
Number six, Jen. Go-kart Jen. Fun. She seemed fun. There wasn't a lot of screen time. I liked how she was talking with him on the when they did their little go-kart in the driveway during the cocktail hour. I like that.
Absolutely.
Number five, Leia. She, you know, maybe not as high as you might think. She definitely...
It's hard to gauge right now because it could just be she got that impression rose because he knew her and she threw it in the fire. It could be that rose instead of him actually seeing a connection there. It's impossible to tell right now, but I agree with having her on your power rankings because something could be there. We don't know
if that's a storyline, first impression rose, or if it was he genuinely, like you said, was really impressed with how she handled that. She turned something that was a huge, huge hindrance on her journey and turned it into a big positive.
Big positive.
Leia has higher integrity now than the rest. She's a standout person for her nobility, and no one else has reached that level yet. So she's just in a good spot. Mm-hmm. Number four, Allison, the younger of the Philly sisters, the Center City sisters.
If you were, let me ask you this. If you were to guess right now, let's say I give you, if you were betting.
Is there a gun to my head?
There's a gun to your head.
Okay.
Yes.
And I'm betting.
And you're betting. Okay. Okay.
It's not going to be a situation for me.
I'm not going to give you even odds that let's say 2-1 odds one of the twins makes it to the final six.
Gosh, wow, that's
so you have to put $100 down, but you win $200 if it happens. So I'm giving you 2-1 odds.
Final six.
Because it's not even odds. There's 22 people here. It's even the more likely scenario is both of them go home before week six. But I'm going to give you double the odds that one of them makes it to week six. What are you doing?
I take that.
Gun to your head.
Gun to
my
head?
I don't know why you'd lie. I'm just asking you a bet, but I do have a gun to your head.
Yeah. I mean, I'm making a decision, and neither decision is wrong. That would result in you using the gun, but yeah, there is a gun to my head.
I do have the gun to your head.
It's a back room, cigar smoky room.
Yes. Me and the girl's dad that's smoking the cigar have a gun to your head.
I don't know much about him, but he definitely
is. She's still here, by the way.
Illicit ring. Yeah, that was
who was that? Let me search cigar.
That was Maria. That was Maria. Yeah, that's
Maria.
Right. That was Maria. Maria,
oh, that
the
was
horror
Maria?
Movie. Yeah, that was Maria.
Oh,
yeah. Maria's an interesting character.
Maria's interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
Number four. To answer your question.
So you're saying yes? What'd you say?
Yeah, definitely. Well, I have her at number four right now.
You'll
silly
have her
to say,
in the top six.
Yeah. If you would have said hometowns, I would have said no.
I almost said hometowns, but then
I lowered it a little bit.
Yeah. Well, six
I like
is,
that.
Hometowns, we don't know enough about any of these people to think hometowns. You don't do it. You can do a joke person to week six. So even if they don't have a connection, that big a connection, the sisters thing might carry one of them to week six. It's possible, but there might be a connect. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I totally follow. And what tilts me in the direction of making the bet is I don't think Allison's a joke person.
Yeah, she might not be. That's the other thing.
I think Lauren is the joke character of the two the other ones, especially Lauren's behind the eight ball now. She hasn't kissed him yet. That's going to be her storyline. Mm-hmm. She might leave without kissing him.
Yeah.
The less Lauren does with Joey, the shorter period Lauren is with Joey on the show, the better for Allison, in my view.
Mm-hmm.
I think Allison, and she got the first rose here.
Let me ask you another question, another sister question.
Please do. I got all day.
Do you think there will be a 2-on-1 with the two sisters where one of them goes home like they did with the twins?
I will say no because they have underused.
I'm not talking about the loser twins. I'm talking about the Emily and Haley, the girl twins who later went on to have a TV show.
That was a really long time ago.
They had a 2-on-1. One of them was, and it was at their house.
That's right.
The twins' house.
And then he's like, whoa,
and then
Haley
one of
and
them
I are going to leave.
Stayed at the house. One of them stayed at the house, and the other one
this show used
went
to be
on
great.
The date.
Not enough talk
one
about
of them one of them continued on the date. So do you think they will have a 2-on-1, the two sisters?
No, because the recent track record shows they don't really utilize the 2-on-1 to its full
But we haven't had sisters make it far in a long, long time. The track
I would love
record
to see
for
it.
Sisters,
I wouldn't bet on
the
it.
Track
gun
record
to my head.
For sisters would tell you that they are going to have a 2-on-1. The sister track record maybe
it's
supersedes.
Been so long. That was a different era. Different era.
That was a different era.
These are different people behind the show now, I think.
Yeah.
Do you think they'll have a 2-on-1?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah,
I hope
do.
So.
I do think they'll have a 2-on-1.
I would love a 2-on-1 hometown.
I would too.
In the parking lot of the Phillies and Eagles stadiums at the link at a game. And all three of them are shotgunning beers. That is ideal for me.
Yeah, I agree. I fully agree.
Number three, Allison. Or excuse me, number four, Allison. Number three, Kelsey T. This is just Rim's scouting service putting together a report.
That's putting in the work.
Yeah. Not even. It's like that scene in Moneyball. I'm one of the old scouts going, got to go with my gut on this one. You know, just using my eyes.
Because she did not have any other time that I remember, right?
No.
Did she?
No.
Did she talk to him again?
And
she was in the Barbie movie.
And she was in the Barbie movie.
Yeah.
Kelsey T, number three? Three.
Okay.
Three.
That's high.
Number two, Daisy.
Oh, wow, not number one. I would have had Daisy number one on my list.
Easy number one. You were free to make your own list. No one prevented you from making
had
your
I
list.
Been allowed to make my own list, I would have had Daisy number one. That's what I would have done.
It wasn't easy.
I don't even know who you are.
Well, then I'll just do this. I'll do Daisy next Bachelorette. Does that make you feel better about my number two selection? Daisy next Bachelorette?
An early next Bachelorette call from Rim.
Daisy's in that car that they showed us driving away in the first scene.
Daisy's in that car driving away.
Solemnly swear, I don't know that for sure, but that's mine.
Wow.
I'm a huge Daisy fan. Don't get me wrong.
No, I know. Who do you
that's
have
why
as
she's
one?
Number two.
I don't even know who you're...
Lexi.
Autumn? Oh.
Lexi. The golf.
Remind me what Lexi's deal is.
Well, they had a conversation. She went to Iowa State. She played golf all her life. She plays with her dad and her brother. I like Lexi.
Sure.
For Joey. To recap, number one, Lexi. Number two, Daisy. Number three, Kelsey T. Number four, Allison. Number five, Leia. Number six, Jen. I think that's solid. I did my power rankings, and then I went back up to the Rose order. Those are all top early Rose people.
Missing from your list is Jess, the villain of the season.
Yeah, I don't think she's a hometown threat.
Do you consider her the villain for this, or do you see that what happens here? Yeah.
Yeah.
I think she's got she has an opportunity to do something special here.
You know, it's early.
And I don't say that often, but I know it's early.
It's early.
What I saw in that first episode, the comedic timing of her telling the group what happened, the timing there, everyone can't do that.
She felt old school and in a way a breath of
I don't give a
fresh,
fuck what any
old
of you
air.
Think.
Yes.
And I don't care what you think pointing at the camera, pointing at us, the viewer. I don't give a fuck what you people at home think either. That's villain.
Villains
That's
in recent years
villain.
Have been like, yes, well, they in recent years, they've been like, they do these things, but they are denying that they're that bad.
Yeah.
Or that they, you know, what, me? I'm not doing anything wrong. Jess is gleefully saying, I'll interrupt you, I'll kiss him first, and I'll tell you all about it. Fun to watch.
Agreed. Can't wait to see where Jess's storyline goes. There's a lot of stuff going on here that I'm interested in.
I agree.
I will say that.
That's why when bachelors are announced, when leads are announced.
I was just about to say the exact same thing you're going to say. It's about the contestants. It's not about the lead.
It doesn't matter who the lead is. It does not matter.
Unless you have someone very special, like Peter Weber, of course.
He's the GOAT.
Then it matters. But for the most part, you throw Joey, Zach, whoever the fuck else you want to throw in there. It doesn't make a difference, really. It's mostly about the contestants on the show.
It's nice when they're awesome, but they don't need to be for the show to be good.
They don't
for the
have
season
to
be good. They don't need to. It's not a requirement at all.
It's not a requirement.
Speaking of Joe, Peter Weber, he's on season two of The Traitors, which we are currently recapping at patreon.com/RimAB.
Very good show.
One episode every week. Very good show.
The Traitors and more RimAB, both very good shows.
Well, I would never make that claim. Do you want me to tell you what I think? I don't want to spoil this week's recap. Peter Weber showing me some things on that season of The Traitors.
He's got a
sharper mind than people, I think, thought after watching this show.
Mm,
Peter Weber has his finger on the pulse of The Traitors.
He really does.
Real TV Fantasy League. I will set a league up and include the link in the description. It has been so long since we used one that I forgot how it works. I know we will have a pretty simple scoring system. We will have.
When are we starting it by next week?
We'll start it next week. Sign up this week.
Okay, sign up this week.
If you can also enter late because there are weekly sticker prizes and a season long T-shirt winner. Honor system. No spoilers. You all took the oath. You have to have taken the oath to be eligible for the Real TV Fantasy League.
Yeah. You can't have seen spoilers if you want to be in that league. Okay?
Even though I think the point scoring system is not completely Rose acquisition related.
Mm-hmm.
Still, you're not allowed.
If you're spoilers, stay out of this. This isn't for you.
Stay out of it.
There's going to be consequences on the decisions you make. And this is one of them. Okay?
Jeez. Okay, that was stern as shit. That was daddy be coming out all of it.
You make decisions. You got to think of the consequences, Rip. Okay? One of the consequences of looking at spoilers as a Rose guest listener is, hey, you can't play in our fantasy league. Yeah. And we're probably going to talk down about you throughout the season. Those are consequences.
There will be some barbs thrown your way, some veiled barbs.
Those are consequences. We're going to make you feel bad.
That's all I have, AB. I like the first episode. I'm excited for the season. I'm excited for Joey to kind of pick it up a little bit, but he doesn't have to. I don't care. It's no big deal if he doesn't.
Just do whatever you want, Joey. I don't really care. I
do
don't care.
Or don't. Or be fake like your uncle thinks you are.
That's what you do. I don't care.
All right. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next week.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.